Estimated TurboTax refunds so far. You ready for this?
$18 billion.
$893,608,960 refunds have been filed so far with TurboTax. Okay. That's amazing. And people are using it online. They're using it on their computers. They're using it for business. They're using it for home. And with us on the line, we've got with us Rich Priest. And Rich is with Intuit. He's product manager for TurboTax. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
Tell us about TurboTax. How many years has that been around?
So this is actually our 10th year of TurboTax Online this year. So the tax software has been around for a little longer than that. But online, this is year 10.
Wow. And again, a number is just amazing. Billions of dollars have been used with this program. People who just say, I don't want to pay an accountant to do this. I want to just do this myself.
Yeah, and that's actually the biggest thing is over the last few years, tax software has become so much easier to use that basically it's an interview approach. So we ask you a series of questions about your own tax situation. You go ahead and answer those questions, and then all of that information is laid on the IRS tax forms. So you never actually have the complexity of those tax forms. So rather than going to an accountant who's essentially going to do the same thing for you, it's just a lot cheaper and more convenient to go ahead and do that yourself.
Now, what does Intuit do throughout the year to kind of make sure that everybody is up to date when they're using the TurboTax program?
Well, we have we have an army of professionals here. We have about 250 tax professionals who year-round work on the software to update the tax laws and essentially kind of work with our customers to understand how we can improve the product from one year to the next.
Right.
So the tax laws change every year. We know that's kind of a point of apprehension for many of our customers. And the nice thing is about using software is the customer doesn't have to worry about that. The software is updated all the time. Every time the IRS releases some new forms, we go ahead and update that automatically. And so we work on that all year, and then the customer just has to do their taxes one time, and hopefully it's all taken care of.
That's great. And then they can even file online, too.
Yeah, that's right. E-file actually has been sort of one of the biggest changes that has driven, I think, tax software over the last few years. Last year, 70 million returns were filed using e-file. An e-file is basically where, at the end of the program, you can automatically transmit your return to the IRS. And before, you used to have to mail it. And the great thing is that you get your refund back in about 7 to 9 days.
Ooh, nice. And they can even do that with direct deposit, correct?
Yep, that's correct, too. You can do that with direct deposit. So, there's no extra charge, and you have that refund back in your account in 7 to 9 days. And you know, one of the great sort of unknown stats here around tax software is about 75% of people get a refund, and the average refund amount is about $2,300.
Right.
So that's a lot of money going back into a lot of people's accounts.
And again, I bet you there's some deductions that people maybe don't realize that they could take when they're filling the forms out themselves. They just want to get it done. With this wizard kind of driven process, the questionnaire process, they're going to find that there probably is a lot more money that they can actually receive.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there's a lot of deductions and credits available to all of us, and we have one product called Deluxe Deduction Maximizer, and that really focuses in on people who are looking for deductions and credits. It has over 350 different deductions and credits that we go ahead and ask you about, and you know, of course, all of that money is either coming off of the income, or it's a credit which is going straight back into your refund. So it's certainly worth going through that process and finding out some things that you maybe otherwise weren't aware of.
What happens if somebody ends up getting audited?
So we have a sort of a solution in the product, mm-hmm. where it's called Audit Defense, where a customer can choose for an additional fee to sort of cover themselves with Audit Defense. Uh-huh. And then what happens is should you go ahead and be audited by the IRS, then the great thing about our solution is you never have to meet with the IRS at all.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. The professional folks will meet with the IRS. They'll deal with them directly, and you don't have to worry about that, which is something a lot of people worry about.
Well, I like it, too, because I've used the program in the past as well. And I like the fact that you can go through, and during this questioning process, if you put a deduction in there that might be somewhat questionable, it's going to send up a flag for the program to actually ask you about this. Is this really something that you've used? Have you got the documentation to back it up?
Yeah, Exactly. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is use the experience that we have to kind of inform customers there are those flags that the IRS are looking for. And as long as you have the documentation, you know, clearly it's the right thing to do. But we do want to inform you this is something the IRS looks at. A great example of that is in charitable contributions. We have a tool called It's Deductible in the product. And in essence, what it allows you to do is it gives you a value for all of the things that you've donated. So, for example, if you've donated a pair of jeans, you go ahead and tell us, you know, approximately what how old the pair of jeans is and what condition it is, and we'll tell you how much it's worth and how much you can deduct for that. Now, you choose whether that quality of that is high or whether it's low. So if you donate several bags of clothing and the quality is high for everything, you know, we'll go ahead and say in most cases people aren't donating high quality clothing without donating, you know, some lesser quality items. So that is something the IRS looks at. So just make sure that, you know, that is correct, and perhaps you have photographic evidence if you're going to go ahead and claim that on your federal taxes.
What would you tell somebody, excuse me, that has been doing their own taxes, doing it the old-fashioned way, either by pen and paper, or maybe has been using somebody to do their taxes for them, right, and they were always scared to do it themselves, do it with TurboTax. I mean, everyone's heard of it, of course, but what would you tell somebody to give them the confidence to use this product?
Well, you know, a great analogy that we use is a lot of our customers tell us this is a little bit like online travel, where 10 years ago, everybody went to a travel agent, and people didn't really feel confident booking travel themselves online.
Right.
And now, of course, you know, the vast majority of us are very comfortable booking travel online. And what we found is that's made the process a lot cheaper because we've sort of cut out that middleman who was a travel agent. And it's the same thing with online taxes. The process now is so simple. It's so easy and convenient. Again, it's a series of questions about your home, about your family, about any investments that you have. We take out the IRS jargon. We put it in language that, you know, all of us can understand. And then if you're able to just go ahead and answer those questions, then, you know, in approximately 2 hours using our online software, you get to the end of the return, you're done, and it really is just a simple process.
And here's a situation. We have a little while to go till April 15th. Somebody could also, number one, I guess, request an extension. They could also do it in pieces. If they want to work on it, you know, a little today on a Sunday, they go out to the store after the show, they can pick it up, start working on it, and then maybe dinner time comes. They say, all right, well, let's finish this up tomorrow or finish it up next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the convenience piece of it. You know, we hear a lot of people say that, you know, you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to find a babysitter to look after the kids while you go out and get your taxes done at a tax store. You know, the great thing about this is you do it at home. You do it on your own time. It's a lot less expensive. And as you say, you can do a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. You have, you know, right up until mid-April to go ahead and file if you want to wait that long.
Another really convenient thing that I found is inevitably throughout the year, sometime, somewhere, you're going to need a copy of a previous return. Now, if you do this online with TurboTax, you don't have to go through all your papers and hunting down back returns. They're all there online, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And actually, for returning customers to TurboTax, for any of your listeners who used TurboTax last year, there's a great feature right at the start of the program where we go ahead and import a lot of the information that you had in your last year's taxes. So the nice thing is, with one click, you're literally about a third done. And so, you know, all of that information like address, social security number, I mean, we ask you if anything's changed, but in most cases, most of that information doesn't change year to year. So, you know, a lot of the work is done for you if you're a returning TurboTax customer.
Now, for those people out there that have never used a program like this, maybe they've got their first computer and they've used the old school technique. One of the questions they always have is about security. And I know Intuit has put a lot of security into the program. Can you kind of reassure our listeners out there, what is it that will make this safe?
Yeah, well, the security, we actually use the same encryption security that the Department of Defense uses. Yeah. So, I mean, we literally go out there and get the best of the best. Obviously, it's extremely important to our business. It's something we've never had a problem with. We've been doing this for a long time. And then regarding e-file, we obviously have a very secure link with the IRS. More people use TurboTax in terms of online software than all of our competitors combined.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, security is critical to us, and I think I can assure all of your listeners that it's something that they don't need to worry about.
What if I run a business, and, you know, I've got a lot more deductions, different situations, you know, maybe even have a separate tax ID number for the business. Can I still use the TurboTax program?
Absolutely. We have an offering called TurboTax Home and Business. And what that does, it allows you to sort of focus in on that Schedule C that you're going to need to file as a part of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's a part-time business, whether you do something, you know, just on the side or on weekends, or whether it's actually a full-time job and a full-time business, it will not only walk you through that Schedule C and tell you all the information you need to file, but it actually focuses in on all of the additional deductions and credits that are available to you as part of having your own business.
Uh-huh. And that's where, when you have a business, some people don't know, they could take a deduction for something they use in their everyday business, but they probably use in their everyday life as well. Somebody who creates TV programs can write off cable television. You know, stuff like that, strange things that they probably don't know about, they might be able to find out with using that program.
Exactly. And, you know, another example might include home office, for example, for folks who work out of their home doing some sort of a side business.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, there's a portion of their mortgage which they can write off as well. So there really are just a lot of benefits. And the great thing about TurboTax is, you know, again, we ask you a question about every one of those. So we give you two choices. We say either you know what deductions and credits you're entitled to,
right,
you go ahead and just go straight to that section, or if you choose, we'll walk you through every one. And what we find is most customers choose to spend that little extra time and have us ask them every question to make sure that they're literally uncovering every stone.
Now, we mentioned going out, getting the box, you know, buying it, coming home and using it. They don't have to, actually. They can do this all from their computer.
Yeah, that's correct. On TurboTax.com, we have the same suite of products available online. And it really is just a preference thing. We find increasingly customers prefer the online option, but mm-hmm. a lot of people still prefer to have that CD, do the whole thing on their desktop. So it really is just a preference, but certainly online is a growing part of the business, and a lot of customers do enjoy not even having to go out to the store anymore.
Now, what if I want to back this up and save this? Is there all that within the program? And maybe throughout the year I've used another one of Intuit's programs, you know, the programs for, you know, managing your accounts, your checkbooks, whether it be QuickBooks or the consumer model. Could I import that information?
Yes, you could, absolutely. So, yeah, Quicken and QuickBooks are two great examples where, you know, as you go through and use those products throughout the year, you're actually doing a lot of the information that you're going to need for your taxes, and we go ahead and just import that in for you. So, again, a lot of the work's done. And then you can back up your tax return. You can save your return to a PDF and go ahead and print that out if you'd like to as well and put that in a folder at home. So, you know, again, we make sure that you can access prior years, you can print it out, you can back it up. People are comfortable from a year to year coming back and using the product again and again.
Now, what if I'm somebody who doesn't need to file the long form and I just want to do an easy form? I understand there is a free edition that our listeners may be able to benefit from.
There is, yeah. That's something actually we're testing this year. We do have a free product. The free product as you said, it's for a simple return. So it doesn't go into as much depth on areas like the deductions and credits or investments, for example. But for somebody who has a simple 1040 Easy, that is something that they can access on TurboTax.com. And, you know, again, that's testing well with customers this year.
Also, another thing is they can also try a program free and then pay when they file as well, correct?
They can, and a lot of people who previously had gone to a tax professional like that option because they can go to TurboTax.com and literally you can use the program and you don't pay until the very end when you either e-file or print out the return. So you literally can fill out all your information, you can find out how easy it is, you can feel a little more comfortable about it, and then make that choice to use tax software versus going to a professional, which is more expensive, and make that choice before you ever have to actually lay out any money.
Not bad at all. If our listeners want to get more information, give us that website address.
It's TurboTax.com. And, again, all of the products are lined up there, and all of the information they'll need is right there on TurboTax.com.
Rich, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Good deal. Take care.
Bye-bye.